with a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. You've either got it or you ain't, or mind over matter. These are common phrases found in boxing when it comes to an athlete's psyche, as Cayman's two-time Caribbean boxing champion admits to lacking confidence in the ring lately. Brandy Barnes is known as one of Cayman's top female boxers, who has added numerous titles to her name. But speaking on Radio Cayman Sports Extra Tuesday night, she admits this year has been very difficult for her, saying that being away from the game for too long could have taken a toll on her mental game. In speaking with the young pug, it may seem she's having a little trouble believing in herself.
You know, this year for me was tough. I think this is the third loss in a row.
Yeah.
And I think once you have a taste of losing, you sort of start to expect it. Okay. You don't even give yourself a chance before you get into the ring.
So it has to become mind over matter now.
Exactly, and that's where I'm at right now. And when I go back and I watch the videos of me fighting, it's clearly not abilities or skills. It's that lack of spunk, that lack of confidence, and that's mental. Okay. And I think that's what I have to work on right now.
There is a great deal of mental capacity required in every fight, and boxers have to be prepared mentally to take on that challenge. Barnes explains what she believes can be done to overcome this mental battle.
My thoughts used to be just don't stop punching no matter what.
Yeah.
I think these days it's just a lot of overthinking, a lot of hesitating.
You mentioned it's mind over matter. So what are some of the things that you're going to do to help overcome that?
I mean, right, I think that's a challenge, right? I don't know. I think for the next couple of days or next couple of weeks is something that I'll have to work on. Once I start coming back with gold medals, just know that I figured it out some kind of way.
But national coach Floyd Trumpet has some advice for his athlete.
When boxers lack that drive, when they believe in themselves, they start working from scratch again and start with smaller opponents or less skilled opponents, so they can start sparring and get confident. And as they go along, build sparring higher and higher and higher until they can do what they will do with the less skilled opponent with a higher skilled opponent.
Barnes has two gold medals under her belt from previous appearances at the Caribbean Boxing Championship, but she met her match this time around. She faced off against Trinidad's Jewel Lambert in the elite division. The fight ended in a unanimous decision on points to her opponent, giving Barnes the bronze medal. In other local sports, a local basketball coach is off to El Salvador today for the FIBA World Mini Basketball Jamboree. Corey McGee, the national women's basketball coach, says the aim is to take mini basketball to a higher level in Cayman, so when he gets there, he'll be looking for a few things.
One, I want to see the excitement of the kids when they step onto the floor. I want to see the excitement of them approaching the gym. I want to see their attentiveness when they're listening to their coach. I just want to see the pace in which they play, their excitement for the game, their love for the game. I just want to see what that is at that level in a different country. And I look forward to being able to add to that and be able to take away from that and bring that information back to Cayman.
This would not be McGee's first time experiencing the mini basketball culture. McGee's background in basketball stems from a 23-year career that took him to 17 different countries, playing and coaching.
When it's mini basketball, it's about the fundamentals and making sure that, one, they have fun, making sure they understand how the game is played and played the right way, trying to play within the team structure and being able to listen and take instructions. So within that, because they're at a young age, it's always going to be fun and exciting, because I'm sure the baskets are adjusted to some way in terms of height and stuff like that. And for a lot of those kids, it's their first opportunity to get their first swish, which is, I think, was the first opportunity to really drag you into basketball, and that's the hook.
The jamboree began today and will end on the 15th. And over 150 karate kids showcased their skills in front of a packed gym at the Arts and Recreation Center. The event was part of the 2019 Karate Academy graduation, where 11 moved up in the ranks to black belts, while 7 others received junior black belts. It's an achievement the Cayman Karate Academy owner, Bob Daigle, said usually takes 5 to 6 years and involves training in Krav Maga self-defense, kids' martial arts, and karate. That'll do it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.